Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's least coherent podcast network. Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up A Second. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Cass.
And I'm Simon Taylor.
And today's topic is popcorn chicken. I don't know why I said it so aggressively.
You said it almost like a question.
Hey, how similar to popcorn is popcorn chicken? Not very. No, better question. If you were at the cinema, would you prefer popcorn chicken to regular popcorn?
Ooh, can I get salt and vinegar popcorn chicken?
Yes. Yes.
Popcorn. Well, I like that you made the sound effects before for popcorn chicken, because I feel like that's almost that's the sound it evokes. But is there any popping in popcorn chicken?
There is none.
There's no popping.
The similarity between popcorn and popcorn chicken is literally just shape. Surely.
Is that what it is?
That's the only similarity. And it could come in a little carton like popcorn does.
It's presentation.
It's 100% marketing. They go, what do people like? Popcorn? All right. We're going to do that. Popcorn chicken.
What do people like? Popcorn? What do people like? Chicken? Boom. Right.
Well, they had chicken already. They're like, how do we sell more chicken? And they go, lollipop chicken? No.
Foolish. No. Chalk top chicken? No. But movies is the right area to be in.
The right zone. Aisle seat chicken?
How great is
a cinema chicken? I wish we just landed on basic cinema chicken.
I bet you in America they would... devour cinnamon chicken.
I'm gonna.
Yeah.
Wait, did you say cinema chicken or cinnamon
chicken?
Well,
I said cinema chicken, but cinnamon chicken sounds
cinnamon
good.
Chicken. Cinnamon chicken. This is how they build an empire.
This is what it was like.
Is this a think tank?
We're a chicken think tank now.
I wonder how many brilliant ideas were created because someone misheard idea. That would be so good.
I reckon that's where it all comes from. I was trying to figure out then what you could missay popcorn, like to get popcorn chicken, but I can't think of anything.
Yeah, someone suggested sonar energy and someone goes, solar energy? No, sonar. No, wait, solar's better.
No, let's explore solar.
I like
energy.
Your idea. Keep going with that.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Maybe people were trying to talk about cinnamon popcorn.
Mm. And they were like, cinema popcorn.
Cinema popcorn. What would that even be? Just popcorn?
Popcorn.
I like, because what am I trying to say here? Cinema food, right?
Mm.
So I would
make it sound like cuisine. Cinema cuisine.
Cinema food. Man, a restaurant that just sold. No, that would be bad.
Oh, my God.
Like,
no.
Oh, my God. Is that a gastronomic experience? No, it's not.
I want a cinema week on MasterChef.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, people make like gourmet popcorn and stuff.
That's they shouldn't. True.
Yeah, I agree. Every time you ever go to the movies and they're like, this popcorn is like fucking, it's, I don't know, it's artisanal.
Rocky Road popcorn. That's like, right. Mm. The ingredients are bigger than the kernels.
I know that there's that classic thing people do at the movies where they get their popcorn, and I don't know if you do this, Cash. Then you get Maltesers and put them in.
What?
That's not my favorite thing to do. My favorite thing to do is to, because that's quite good, because then you get a handful of salty and sweet. It does melt the Maltesers a bit, which coats the popcorn a little bit, which is nice, but then your hands get worse.
Yeah, I was going to say, that turns me off.
No.
Yeah.
My favorite thing, choc top. Eat the chocolate off. Stuff it in the popcorn.
Yeah, that's right.
Eat the popcorn off of the choc top. Back in.
Man.
I can't even visualize that.
You don't
that.
Get popcorn fingers and everything's nice.
That is very clever. But I think I would want to do that once I'd, you know, like you finish popcorn and in the bottom there's just like popcorn rubble.
Yes.
Like that is when I would want that all around my
No,
grind.
Then you'll get the rocks.
The rocks are good.
The rocks, don't say that. Oh, you no, can't
I've
say
chipped
that.
A tooth. I chipped this tooth, this front tooth is fake.
Wow.
Oh just my God. From popcorn.
A popcorn kernel.
From a popcorn kernel.
Wow.
Yeah, I chipped off half my tooth.
Did you ever say that a kernel did it?
Yeah. I was attacked by the kernel.
Man, which fast food mascot, like if one had to come after you to end you, which would be the worst?
The kernel.
Why the colonel? He's just a southern gentleman.
Yeah, and that's terrifying to hear. You thought you could get away from it, didn't you?
Colonel, but you're a gentleman with southern ways. A duel, please.
Just the idea that his clothes are always so white because he has to have a new one every day for the sins he commits.
Yeah, that's what the secret herbs and spices are. Yeah. It's like the ashes of all the people he's murdered along the way.
But I think Ronald McDonald, because the colonel, I feel like he's going to kill me in honorable combat. If the colonel comes to me, he'll give me a pistol in the shape of the devil's penis and he'll be like,
I agree
back
with
to back, shoot each other. Ronald McDonald will eat me while I
no,
sleep.
No, he's a psycho. He's worse than it.
At yeah, absolutely.
It is the devil, but Ronald McDonald is just a whole new enigma.
A whole nother band.
Well, they have that on YouTube. There's a dude who dresses up as psycho Ronald McDonald.
Does he go to McDonald's?
Wait, is this the one where he does songs?
Oh, yeah, he sings really creepily and it's crazy.
I have shown you this video.
Have you?
Is that the one
where don't recall.
Super violent.
Yeah. He's like covering himself in blood and stuff.
Yeah, you have shown me this video.
Yep, I thought it was very funny.
Have you seen those strange videos? There's this weird pocket of YouTube and it's people being like, I called the boss baby and he came to my house. Do you know these things?
What?
I've only ever seen them in the, like, recommended, and then they make me think is why
it's like
what did I click on?
It'll be like half an hour and it'll be like a YouTuber being like, oh my God, I'm gonna call the boss baby, I have the boss baby's number, like the boss baby as played by Alec Baldwin in the film Boss Baby. It's like, I've got the boss baby's number, I'm gonna call him, and then he'll call the boss baby, he'll call a number,
right,
someone will answer that sounds like Alec Baldwin, is not Alec Baldwin,
right,
he'll be like, I'm gonna get you. And then the YouTuber will be like, oh no, oh no, oh no. Then he'll go to like look outside and there'll be like a paper cut out of the boss baby at the edge of his porch.
That's so great.
And he'll be like, ah, and it's not just it's like boss baby, Shrek, fucking someone from the Emoji Movie, Santa Claus, Mickey Mouse. And that's all they do. It's like a
this is one person?
It's like a subculture of YouTube. There are like
so
eight different people doing it.
What do they call it? There's YouTube poop.
Yeah, you know, YouTube poop.
That sort of thing. It's so funny that as a people just go, this is what, that you give it a name and it legitimizes it.
And you're like, well, I'm going to do it then.
No, they're
I guess.
Just poorly edited clips. No, it's a culture
it's
thing.
YouTube poop.
It's like we're all doing it.
I don't know what YouTube poop means. What is
just
it?
Badly edited.
It'll be
things.
Often like cartoons, so like you get King of the Hill YouTube poop pretty often, and it's just like someone's gone in and re-edited it to make it strange, I guess.
Oh, okay.
It's hard to put your finger on, but people are doing it, and that means people are consuming it, and that's all right. I had a question about popcorn, but I've forgotten what it was. That's annoying. No, it was back when we were talking about cinema cuisine.
Yes.
Cinema food.
Yes.
Gold class cinemas allow you to eat whatever you want in the movies.
True.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Well, they have recently changed it because initially they in gold class, it's like have a meal and then you're like, oh, cutlery sounds, that's bad.
Oh, yeah.
So I feel like we approached a stage where people were like, we're figuring out cinema food. And then they're like, hey, you can eat whatever you want. And then everyone like sort of drew it back. I'm like, no, you shouldn't though.
Yeah.
So now it's all finger food.
Well, because I was going to ask, what would be your ideal cinema meal? Like assuming that you can have anything, like there are no rules. It's lawless. What would you eat? I keep thinking pulled pork. Don't know why.
Right. I know my friend used to sneak whole chickens in. Like he'd buy a chicken,
that's
awesome. Roast chicken.
That's so good.
And but the thing is, as soon as you open that bag, the whole cinema knows you brought in a chicken. Oh my God, is it? Did someone die?
I think I would be so impressed and jealous. If I smelled that,
God,
I would be
yeah.
like, if I go up and approach this person and ask for a bit of chicken.
Go on, give us a wing.
Yeah. Come, we're just reaching back. Yeah. Put it
in
my hand.
Please, I'll hate the parson's nose. I just, the stuffing?
Yeah, oh, the stuffing. You're not going to give away the stuffing.
No, you're not giving
it's
away the
literally
stuffing.
The best part of the chicken.
But just imagine leaving like a chicken carcass on the ground for the
supper. Especially if you do it many times to the same cinema. Like if you're the phantom chicken carcass person. God damn it, they've done it again. Another goddamn
they
chicken
just
carcass.
Sweep it under the chairs. For the Yeah. Oh my goodness.
I used to know some people briefly. And
flex.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I remember going to their house once and there was a chicken, like they'd had a roast chicken. Then I went a week later and the carcass was still there.
Oh,
it was
no.
bad. It was,
as in where though?
Oh, the living room. On the coffee table.
On the coffee table. Wow.
Yeah.
They didn't mount it to the wall.
No, well, see, that's powerful. Because then you're proud of eating the chicken.
Imagine just, yeah, this is the trophy room. These are all the meals.
We ate that. It's great to get with just the bones you get, like chop bones. Like the bones you get that aren't impressive. Wish bones. It'd be cool to collect lots of wish bones and then get many wishes at once.
Pretty scary. Ooh. That's literally skeletons in the closet.
Yeah, that's true.
But if they're on the wall, it's
a trophy.
People are fine with it.
Yeah, that's true.
You're like, oh, that's a choice. I don't like it, but I respect their right to choose.
Well, here's something I want to bring up on the popcorn chicken thing.
Yeah.
KFC just announced they're going to do the vegan chicken wings.
Oh, yeah,
vegan
that's right.
Chicken.
I saw that.
Ooh. It might be vegan popcorn chicken or something.
Yeah, I think something like
that. And it's actually crazy that this is the war that's going on now, because I have always thought that the food revolution was going to happen through those big chains like fast food, because that's what most people consume.
Yeah,
and
they're
just going to get to a point where it's like, oh, it's cheaper to make soy-based chicken.
Mm. Yeah.
That's what we're doing. Uh-huh. That's the flavor it is. Because the flavor of this stuff is definitely not natural chicken.
No, no.
So why do people care if it's this chemical or that chemical?
Yeah,
for sure.
So it's totally going to be because the bottom line of all these fast food chains are going to just say, let's get the powdered milkshakes. That's what happened.
Absolutely.
And they did that. And like, so we're not getting real milk. Mm. And then now they're going to do that. But I really like the names of Unbelievable Burger?
The Impossible Burger?
Impossible Burger? Yeah. There's an Unbelievable Burger? Surely. Yeah. Or did I make that one up?
I don't know.
It sounds familiar.
Great name.
I'm going to make up all these. All right. My top five. I don't know why I just said five. Here are my top five. Shamburger. That's number five.
Faux Burger?
Faux Burger. I can't believe it's not burger.
Oh, yes.
Fool, this burger is a burger.
Chicken pretender loin. One more.
You got this. Come on. One final
one
fake
more.
Chicken.
Here we go.
It's not hard.
The last and the best one for... here it is. The number one. Drum roll, everybody. Don't go bacon my heart burger.
Man, it is rough for a drum roll to slow down.
Yeah, to slow down. Peter out, and then the worst one of all five.
No, I think my favorite was chicken pretenderloin.
Yeah, chicken pretenderloin's great. Right, I would eat that. Mm-hmm. I really, it was a period of time where I ate heaps of vegan sausages. Like, I just became real into vegan sausages.
Yeah, which ones?
They're nice.
The corn ones were the ones I had.
Oh, yeah.
No, but then I hit a point, I don't know what happened.
The taste?
Yeah, just at a certain point I was like, wow, I hate these. I don't know what went wrong.
I agree. It's something like with mushrooms and roots or whatever. Yeah. If you have too much of them.
I was just like, no, I'm out. I can't do this anymore.
I can do the chicken ones now still, but I actually agree. There is a taste. And then I actually watched a video about how they make them, and it's a root.
Oh, okay.
It's like this, roots, and I just went, I don't eat roots. I don't know why.
You would eat so many roots.
I know, but it's such a strange thing.
Not as meat. Come on.
I like the ones that don't pretend to be a different flavor.
Yeah, that is good.
There's, I don't know what brand it is, but it's like
grass. Grass dogs. Not dogs. I should have said not dogs.
That's a good one.
That's a bonus that six. That's
there
fair.
You go.
That's good. There's one that's like beetroot
10
flavored.
After the drum roll. Sorry, go on. What is it?
No, that was all. It's beetroot and I think beans or something.
Yeah,
but,
see, that's
oh my
good.
God.
It's like a veggie
it's
burger.
So nice.
Tasty. I'm into it. What about lab meat? Where do we fall here?
Pro.
Yeah, I'm pro lab meat. If they make like a big cube of meat, as long as it's not alive.
One big cube. Yeah, and everyone has to start biting and then work their way into the middle. As long as it's efficient because right now it consumes so much energy to make it.
It's not good.
Like eating lab meat right now is massively decadent, which is kind of cool too.
But lab meat, man.
Yeah, but when it's efficient, if they can just be like, we got one cow, we scrape a bit of, because I think they got to kill. I remember looking up lab meat and it's not just like, oh, we've created this meat cube. A cow still dies.
What?
The one I saw said that they take a biopsy of cow.
Yeah, yes. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
But isn't it still alive, the lab meat, in a way, technically? No. I remember reading something.
Well, it has to grow.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's
not
there's
sentient.
There's no brain.
It's not sentient. Yeah. It doesn't have a nervous system,
What if
really?
It quivers? How do we feel?
Yeah,
plants wake up and go to sleep. We eat them.
Yeah, that's good. It's like, well, I can justify it like this.
Yeah, it's a plant at that point.
What if it's quivering while you eat it? How long till you won't eat the lab meat? What's the deal? What if it has a face but no heart?
If it has a name, yeah. I think that's it. This is Terry.
Great to name your cube of meat.
Ooh, I think with lab meat, you know how they do that thing at Disney where they have their own, what do you call it where you grow food?
Garden. Farm? Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I've heard of them.
They have little molds. So when cucumbers and things start to grow, they'll clip a mold onto it. So the cucumber grows into the mold shape, and they'll do it in the size of like a cylindrical Mickey Mouse head. So when they cut up
That's
the cucumber,
cool.
all the cucumbers are the shape of Mickey Mouse.
What?
So they put those in the salads.
That's true.
That's efficient for me.
I was just at Disneyland, and they do that with all their food. Like if you get eggs, they've done it in the shape of Mickey Mouse. And
the rules.
Yeah, it's so crazy.
What Disneyland were you at?
The one in Anaheim, California. Cool. Yeah, it was really good. Cool. I went for the Star Wars.
Fair.
Galaxy's Edge.
That's right. Yeah, I've been seeing heaps of videos about Galaxy's Edge. There's a great video by YouTuber Jenny Nicholson about the Avatar Land at Disneyland.
Wait,
that role.
Does that exist?
Yeah. Like Avatar, not Avatar the Last Airbender, Avatar the James Cameron epic.
Wow.
It's a bit lofty, but yeah. And it's just like an area of the park themed after that for no reason. And it's amazing. The basic idea, this is all stuff I learned from a video, please go watch it, is that Universal brought out the Harry Potter world.
Yes.
And everyone was like, holy shit. Like, I feel like I'm in Harry Potter. It's immersive as hell. Wow. Even though it's not really. Like, we went in LA. It was kind of dog shit.
Yeah, you look around and everyone's like, it's Harry Potter. It's not immersive.
You can't go into most of the shops.
Oh my God. They're all like, oop, back in five. You're like, no.
No, well, then I'm going. But Disney, who didn't have the rights to Star Wars at the time, were like, what are we going to do? What's a universally beloved franchise with a lot of deep lore? Avatar. And then they were like, in 2 years, the park will be ready, which is amazing because Avatar, it is a park designed to become less and less relevant as the years go by. It's incredible. It's still around today.
And now a word from our sponsors.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Also, hey, shut up a second is as good as the last sip of hot chocolate where all the chocolate's at the bottom. But if you've ever wished that they'd just be honest with how sad they are, then good news! Our podcast, Why Am I Sad, might just be what you need. Join Cass, Samet, Ruby, and comedian George DeMorelis as they try and figure out why they're sad and give the best advice people with zero professional training can give. Go to sanspantsradio.com, search Why Am I Sad, and remember to always take care of yourself.
They're so good at Disney at rebranding anyway.
Yeah,
so
I
know there's meant to be another Avatar coming out.
Yeah.
So maybe they'll continue it. But if it doesn't work out, they will flip it. They'll just
they'll find something.
They'll make
else.
It. Yeah, they'll just make it.
It's another Star Wars planet. Another, don't worry about it.
Yeah, it'll be the Ewok planet.
Yeah,
like they go, oh, now it's got because they did that with the Tower of Terror.
Yeah,
and that was going okay for a while, but when they bought Marvel, they're like, oh, now it's the Guardians of the Galaxy tower. And it's apparently really cool. Like, they, it's the Tower of Terror, but the lifts will open and characters will have a fight in front of you and go in and out. So that's that,
they'll figure it
out.
They've
be fine.
Got it in their back pocket.
I was worried about them, but I think they'll be okay.
I'm no longer concerned about Disney.
Yeah.
Good luck to them. Do you remember, speaking back to Popcorn Chicken, which, unlike most Shut Up A Seconds, we've been returning to the topic periodically. God, good on us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember when KFC did this thing where they were like flavored popcorn chicken? Like, you get a little sachet and you shook your popcorn chicken up and then it was flavored?
Yes.
I remember that.
That was really good.
It's so strange that they discontinue these things. Is it just like, it's just a little spike in their,
their
marketing? Like, hey, here's a cool new thing. People see it, then they
they're
get
like,
over
good,
it.
Good, great. And then it's never there ever again. I have I associate that popcorn chicken with a really bizarre memory.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the car with my dad and my younger brother. I don't know where mom is, and I'm getting the popcorn chicken, which was massively rare for me as a kid, for some, like, as a, like, everything's going to be okay. What was happening?
What?
I don't know.
Like,
no.
To console you for something?
Yeah, because, like, I would never, I was never allowed fast food as a child. Never in a million years. My parents were, they're like, you're not getting McDonald's, you're not doing it, you're not getting and KFC even less, because my mom at least loved McDonald's fries. But KFC was like a no-no. But I'm sitting in the car park with my dad eating the popcorn chicken, knowing in my head that I'm like, wow, something's going on because I've got this popcorn chicken. What? What? Who knows?
Well, I guess it worked. If you can't remember the trauma, you can just remember the popcorn chicken.
Alternatively, it's just that popcorn chicken or KFC was so rare for me as a child that that memory is really notable because I was so excited. Either way, it's a mystery, and I'll ask my parents next time I see them. I'll be like, hey, remember the popcorn chicken? They won't.
What did you do?
Why wasn't mom there? And your mom's like, what? What?
What? Jackson, don't even worry about it. Shush, stop thinking about
it. Maybe that's why you got it, because your mom wasn't around and your dad could
sneak
you some popcorn chicken.
He's like, finally, oh no, that'd be the opposite. My dad would be like, we're eating potatoes, and that's it.
Well, that was my favorite thing in KFC was actually the
gravy.
The potatoes and gravy.
Mm.
Because it was like liquid potatoes.
Oh, yeah. It is my least favorite part. Oh, my
really?
God. It's so gross.
You could drink it. I love it.
You could drink it.
Yeah, you just sort of, you know, you just heat it up and drink it.
Well,
I
was going to say they do. I'm pretty sure those mashed potatoes are from powder.
Yeah.
And they just sell bags of powdered mashed potatoes at the store. It's called Deb.
Deb.
Yep.
You could live your dream.
You could water it up. And
I've
drink yourself some potato.
Just massively fucked up making mashed potatoes before, and it was the consistency of KFC mash. So
pretty good. That's hard to get.
Do it wrong, and maybe you'll be lucky.
Do you have a blender?
No, I don't know what. I think I put too much milk in. I don't know what was happening.
So you just drank milk with
I just drank
with
potato.
So it was a potato milkshake.
Yeah, it was so gross.
So crazy.
And I was cooking dinner as well, and I'm like, I fucked up the mash, and it just like seeped into all of. Oh, dude, it was bad. It was. Scene, I'll tell you what.
It makes me really think about how processed we're okay with in terms of food, because you know that the whole paleo thing was like food's too processed.
Yeah.
Like, we don't want processed food. But then you look at a lot of paleo recipes, they're like, well, you got to blend this and you put these in. It's like, well, that's processing.
Yeah.
Like, you are mixing things. Because their idea was, no, you have like pure chicken with like nothing done to it. You're not putting them with popcorn, you're not doing anything. It's just pure. It's like chicken breast. That's it. Plain. No processed things. And then you have a nuts. You just have nuts. It's just whatever our ancestors could have had in the purest form. But then they like, but you can heat it.
Yeah.
Oh, but you can put it in the microwave. Oh, but you can, you know, blend
that's
these things.
That's crazy.
So it's sort
which
of,
ancestors?
Yeah, which ancestors were putting spinola or whatever
like
in with
parents?
It?
Like my parents, like, you know.
Yeah.
That's crazy because I would be so frustrated, like, if I was like, oh, get into paleo, and they're like, mash your potatoes. Like, I want that to be the caveman experience. You know what I mean? Make me eat it with, like, an obsidian knife or something.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Or just, yeah. It's so crazy that, like, what people are okay with. It's just the brand of paleo. I'm paleo. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you still eat things that are processed? Just by places that I like.
Yeah, but I didn't. Or I know the people who did. Or the packet says.
The packet says, yeah. Yeah, that's the same with certified organic.
Yeah.
For a while, like, that was just a branding thing. And all these farmers had to just go through, like, jump through these hoops to be certified organic. But they still use pesticides.
Yeah, of course.
They still use all sorts of stuff. And, like, genetic splicing is done with heaps of things. Like, lemons aren't natural. And
corn.
Corn. Have you seen original corn?
No.
Corn is, we did an episode on corn. Yeah. Corn is a grain, like the actual kernel. So the corn is a grain, a seed, and a fruit at once.
They've done it.
So if you look at old corn, it looks more like a wheat germ.
Mm. Right.
Yeah. And people manipulated corn way back in the day and now we eat corn. Whatever. It's just
I like the way you put it. They manipulated corn. Like, corn, like, I don't know about this, guys. Get in that corn. Get in that seed.
I just think it would be like nicer if you did. Like, you don't have to. I want to make it your choice.
But I just like, I feel like I'd maybe want to hang out with you a little bit more, corn, if, I don't know, you fruited.
Corn got gaslit.
Yeah.
We gaslit corn.
You want to be famous, kid?
You're always a fruit, corn. Come on. Was that? Yeah. Better grow that fruit.
But these are seeds. Oh, it can be both. Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Just like if you're a bit bigger. Like, obviously you're not fruit now, but, oh, watermelon used to be in segments as well.
Oh, that's cool.
Mostly white.
Wait,
with like,
I don't understand. What do you mean in segments?
Like an orange?
Kind of. Like if you cut a watermelon open, instead of seeing a white rim with all pink inside, it would be almost like a grid, but obviously with conforming to a circle shape white with like bits of like pink, like almost
that's
swirled
so
in the
cool.
middle. It wasn't even like fully connected. You know how you cut open some watermelons and it's a bit separated sometimes? Yeah. Like that in every segment.
Man, I want them to do what they did to watermelons to oranges. Man, an orange with no white sinew or whatever.
But I like that because you can peel it and break it off into segments. And
oh, no,
make
that's
a mess.
Fair. That's I forget what makes oranges good, I guess.
Convenience.
Yeah, because look what we do with watermelons anyway. We cut it up and then share it. So
we re-segment it.
Exactly.
But we got a lot more good bit.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, and another fun watermelon fact.
Please.
You know how we've got black seeds and white seeds in watermelon? Mm. And you can't eat the black seeds, but you can eat the white seeds? It's because they've been crossbred with cucumbers, and that's why the edge of a watermelon tastes like cucumber.
What? That's crazy, though, because isn't there a thing where, like, a certain percentage of the population will find the edge of a watermelon really bitter?
Oh, it doesn't taste completely like cucumber.
Oh, okay, cool. I was going to be like, does that mean if they eat a cucumber, it's bitter for them?
No, okay. I think one of my friends was telling me, she was like, have you noticed that watermelons are starting to taste a lot more like cucumbers? I'm like, no. And then I ate one the next day. I was like, okay.
But it's super hard, the watermelon.
Well, I think that's if you're eating, but there's like that beautiful, the best bit of the watermelon, controversially, I believe, the space between the pink and the rind, the white refreshing bit. I love that bit of a watermelon.
Yeah, I like that as well. That's true.
That's good. It's like, it's refreshing. It's got a bit of the sweetness of the pink, which I know sounds strange because I don't want to eat the pink, but that's just how it is.
But that is cool, though, if it were actually like cucumber. Like,
oh, yeah. Like
that would legit, be very cool.
Because that's... Yeah, why don't we just do it? Like, our ancestors did it just poorly.
Yeah.
And we're like, we don't want to process food. Yeah, let's do it, but let's do it better.
If our ancestors, you know, were looking at what we can do now, they would be like, make the corn better. We did it and it took a million years. What are you doing, you idiots?
Well, that happened with the yellow rice.
Yeah.
So in all these countries, I think it was actually in South America, places in South America, they made yellow rice, which was basically just putting all these wonderful nutrients from vegetables that they don't get into this rice. And then one of those Greenpeace Oxfam-y people came in and like, don't, it's processed. And it's like, guys, now these people are malnourished.
Yeah, now they're not getting the good rice.
Yeah, we can make things better.
Yeah, that's like the first time I learned about GM food in school. They were like, okay, so here's an example. It was also a rice one, but I don't think it was South America. And they were like, I think it was an Asian country, and they were like, we found like a portion of this population doesn't have enough calcium. They eat rice, so we've put calcium into rice, and so people won't be malnourished anymore. And it's like, oh, that seems cool.
Yes, it's so great. But then there's sort of like these
Yeah, you're purist style people.
Yeah, who are like, no, it's processed, and you know, and they
you
go
were processed.
Yeah, exactly.
Shut up.
If you could boil down everything we need to like something the size of an apple, would you do it?
Oh, so, yeah, like, but then I can still eat for fun every other time.
No, yeah, Soylent.
Soylent.
Yeah,
yeah. I lived on Soylent for a little while.
Oh, how was it?
I liked it, but I'm almost embarrassed to say. When my so girlfriend is like, oh my God, I'll break up with you if you drink Soylent again. But
what's what?
So Soylent was basically a dude who was a computer programmer in, I'm pretty sure, Silicon Valley in LA.
Mm.
And he was just like, all right, let me be full nerd about this. If I could make a drink that had every single thing I needed in it, what would it be? And so he did all the research. He went to all the doctors and nutritionists, and he came up with it. He came up with a drink that is just got everything in it. And he lived on it for like 6 months. And I read a bunch of blogs of guys who lived off it for like a month or two. And it's good. It does everything it needs to do. You can live off it. It's got everything you need in it. And the reason that, you know, you have it is because you're, I don't know, this ridiculous Silicon Valley crunching,
productivity. You've got no time for a sandwich.
Optimizing. And my friends and I liked it because, you know, we're driving around to places a lot and doing projects and working on this TV show, then running off to this gig. And a lot of the time you'll just miss a meal.
Yeah.
So for us, it was like, oh, have a Soylent, and you know that you're not going to feel like crap. Because that's what we were doing. We were just feeling like crap. I forget to eat lunch.
So
that
was
like a good... just like a safety net. But there was, I think the Dollop, not to advertise another podcast.
No, hey,
go for it.
the Dollop did an episode on it, and they just talk about how weird the guy is and the farts that it creates and things like that. But I don't know.
That's output. We're talking input.
Yeah, exactly. We're talking input. Like it did what it needed to do, but there are other meal replacements, but I think Soylent was cool.
That's great. It sounds good. I mean, like I would never do it because I think at heart I'm a hedonist and I would go against everything I believe in. But I love the idea of it. You know, it's very appealing.
Yeah.
It seems like it'd be real good to have in the wasteland, you know? Like when the world ends in like 10 years or whatever. Perfect. Just having Soylent, better than eating dog or whatever's going to go down, you know?
Does it, hang on, do you make it yourself or is it a sachet deal?
No, so you can actually buy the bottles of it, like you just drink it.
What is it to drink?
I'm so interested in Soylent.
So I had it for a while and it was just cool. They're just, you know, bottles of it in the fridge. You can get the packet ones.
Yeah.
The marketing of it was so good and it, to me, it was marketed as this is the single best
version of
meal replacements. Other people say, oh, no, I'm sure there's others out there, but I don't know any that do every single thing.
Mm.
But the thing that you lose is having a meal slows your day down.
Yeah.
Allows you to think. It's social. It's what – but if – yeah, I don't know. If you want to be a – robot, like a lot what of these are, what's
sit down for a coffee,
does
though.
It just tastes like a soy milk? Like, what's the flavor situation?
It just tastes like soy. I don't mind the flavor. It just tastes like soy. Some people put, like, peanut butter in it to add a bit more protein.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
And it takes peanut buttery. But
well, I guess that's
I don't good. Know. For some reason, when I bring it up, people have this yuck reaction to it. Like, my girlfriend is like... so ready to just break up with me.
Just I feel like the I thought just of miss having it. Meals. Like, I would just miss chicken. Yeah.
I would drink the Soylent and then be like, ah, oh, good, all the nutrients are out of the way. Everything else I eat is for
popcorn
fun.
Popcorn chicken time!
Popcorn chicken!
We brought it around.
Hell yeah. We
brought it back, baby.
Oh, yeah. Sandwich the episode. What you gonna do? And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Cass.
And I'm Simon Taylor.
And where can we find you, Simon?
You can find me on SimonTaylorFunnyBoy.com. I got a bunch of shows up online you can check out. My tour is on there. So click
hell
the links
yeah.
for the shows.
Head there now. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all the other shows we do here at Sans Pants Radio, then why not subscribe to SansPantsPlus.com? For as little as $5 a month, you could have access to a whole bunch of bonus shows and content. Once again, that's SansPantsPlus.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.